Hello, I'm Donald Trump, and you're listening to my friend TJ and the liberal coach Casey.
I love watching dudes pound other dudes, man.
Why am I gay? I don't know. It's just all this stuff in a row. Beans more like a dirt fruit.
Weed!
I mean, he probably had some kind of other Korean name, but we only knew him as Uncle Joe.
I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
Our country is in serious trouble.
And your mother was begging Barack to stop.
That was a good one. Yeah, I beat you on that one, man.
Howard, my name.
That intro doesn't get old, but that was actually a different one. I hit the wrong button. That was the not as well recorded, not as, you know, but I still like it. There's a 40-second one on here. It's a dump version in case we start late and we got to hurry in. So I enjoy it. Joining me via Zoom, it is my co-host and kind of right-hand man. I can reach into him. I'm poking his ear right now. It's TJ. What's up, buddy? You're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. Go the other way. Go the other way. No. Yep. You got to look. Nope. The other way. Go. There you go. Wow, that was close. There we go. We're high-fiving. We're touching hands. Touching hands. Where are you at right now?
Iowa.
How is
Greenfield, Iowa. I'm staying in this hotel that's like historic. It's been here since 1920. It's three stories. I'm on the third story. No elevator.
Okay. And you choose that so you could get a little workout in, go eat some good food and just freaking, you know, I walked up three flights of stairs. I earned some fries, you know?
Yeah. I got the thing here. You probably can't see it, but it's the brochure for it. But it's pretty cool.
If you go back certain far, if not, you just disappeared. It's crazy because we could see your whole background and you weren't there. You know, like the background behind you was there. It's like illusions. No skin man. I don't know where he's at. He dirty clothes or a funeral or a wedding or yesterday was a birthday. Today he basically just had dirty clothes, needed to do laundry, and it was late. And I think he had already, I didn't tell him until late last night that we were doing the show today. So I think he had already mentally checked out, and it takes him a certain amount of time to get prepared to do this show. And I think it's like a 24-hour minimum, and I didn't give him enough time, so... We got two sponsors tonight. The first one TJ's going to give you.
Okay. Our first sponsor is Paradigm Contracting out of Wichita. They do roofing, siding, decks, new kitchens, everything. You name it, they do it.
And that's Paradigm. Okay.
Paradigm Contracting. They're 316-928-4444. Call them for a free estimate. Ask for Kyle. They're also sponsoring and giving away four free tickets to the June 1st Wichita Renegades football game. They're going to be playing the Iowa Rampage, which I'm here in Iowa.
That works out perfect. Are you going to be back in town? Or are you going to be – who are you going to root for? We'll get to that in a minute.
I'm actually going to be in Minnesota that week. Okay. But, yes, four free tickets. Are we doing? Just a giveaway?
Are we giving them away?
We're giving them away through our show. So.
Okay. Well, I think we'll do something for a listener. I know Steve is new to the area, probably always looking for something to do. We've got some other local listeners that usually listen and rewind. They don't listen to us backwards. Yeah. They just wait until the show's over and listen to it a day or two later. So I don't know.
And that's fine.
I think what my contest would be this, if you're listening. We're here in a little bit. We're going to play a game called Three Things. And basically all it is we pick three things about a person. You name three things. And eventually we're going to evolve this game when we have guests. And it's going to be, we're going to have a whole list of these people. And you're going to have easy, medium, hard. And it's three extremely easy clues. I mean, I would rather you not, like, if you're talking about Tom Brady, you know, not say, I guess you could say Giselle. I don't know what that would be. But, you know, you try not to make it, like, completely obvious. But three pretty obvious things about a person, and then medium, three fairly unknown things, and then the hard would be you'd have to be a fan of that person and know them, I think. So give us three people and your three things or something like that, you know. Or, you know, a new listener actually might would also be my way to win is send us on any form of social media on the middle of the road, Messenger, which we'll get to that in a little bit. We have fun on there. Just send us a screenshot of you downloading the show, man, and you get the tickets.
Yeah, say we want them Paradigm Contracting Wichita Renegade tickets.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe we have like somebody do the best prank call on him now that we gave his number.
But,
you know, because all these phones, you can call somebody and just record it. And if they could do that and send it in and like they get him to come build like an exact replica of the or bid the exact replica of the Eiffel Tower or like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. But I want it in 3/4 model. You know, I'm not trying full size, but 3/4 that I think that'd still be pretty big. So, all right. We also have another sponsor. They're our newest sponsor other than Paradigm Construction. It's Dick Richards Auto. Call Big Dick for the best deals. If you go down and take a test drive, get your tank filled up on Big Dick, you know, just for taking a test drive. A lot of big dealers are doing that, but Dick Richards Auto feels so confident he ain't going to be filling many tanks. That's what I'm saying. You know, he's selling cars.
He's slinging cars.
Yeah, he's Big Dick slings cars. That's what he does. So go see him. Look him up. There, I think he's out of Ponca area, is I believe where he came to us from, new listener, and just said, hey, man, I downloaded every show you ever did. I think right now we're on like 92 or 93 or 94, but I did all the old shows, the ones you didn't even put numbers beside. I downloaded them. The ones where you just had some guy named Andy sitting there and you guys were talking about the movie Willow. I listened to all of them, okay? So, I did want to, every week, I want one of us to come up with a new, oh, God, I got to stop doing that. I got to shut that off, you know? That's just somebody liking the show, and I can't stop that. But I want to come up with a new name for the show. I don't really. I want to keep our name, but I just think it'd be funny if every week maybe we were a different show. So this week we are the I Miss Fat Jonah Hill podcast. And the reason I say that, it's a reference to when comedy was still good. And I think we could look it up. And right around the time that Jonah Hill got skinny is when it was, you couldn't do anything. You know what I mean? Like it's when
skinny the first time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he's currently skinny, you know, and I don't like it.
He goes up and down.
Yeah, but he just needs to stay like, you know, maybe don't have to be quite Wolf of Wall Street or whatever all the time, but I like him somewhere in there, you know, freaking knocked up. He's a little short, chubby guy. I like him like that, you know?
Yeah.
Him all ripped and skinny. Who cares about that? Nobody would have ever watched one of his movies if he would have came out looking like that, you know? Are you going to go see, what's the one where they're trying to buy beer and bang chicks the whole time, you know, with the dude?
Superbad.
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't even made that movie if he was skinny like both those other two guys. So, we got quite a couple different things. I guess the first thing I'll go to, which was one of our sponsors, and I had to kick him, which was Discount Medical Facilities. Basically, it is the first Neuralink was installed. You know what the Neuralink is?
Yeah, Elon Musk. It's going to cure a lot of things.
Is it going to?
Yeah, it's supposed to be able to, like, cure MS and, like, if you've ever been paralyzed.
See, and I think so far what I'd watched about this one is it's the first brain implant one, and all it was to do was to control a computer cursor and mouse and typing and, like, digital stuff, you know, with your eyes. And something went wrong with the code, and they had to go in and do something, but it was fairly successful. But then they showed this guy all jacked up with something, you know. Like I said, I could see if it was for the things you said, but my fear is it's just going to be rich people and people that can afford it that just want to start their car with their minds or whatever, you know, like,
yeah, he was on Rogan and I heard him talking about it.
Well, I know what his dreams for it are, but you know, I know what his reality of a lot of the things he started are. And it's just scary to me that I don't think I'm going to let him imprint something in my brain unless I literally have to, like if these legs quit working, finally, I might be, you know,
might help you out.
Yeah. I'll never have the money to do it. And he's not going to do them for cheap enough to, you know, me to be able to afford anyways, but it would be nice. So I only read part of the story, and then there was a video on the whole thing, and it was just, this one was more of a, a test subject. I don't know if this guy.
Yeah, I think it's just the beginning of it.
Yeah, and this guy might be paralyzed. He might have chosen because of that, but I don't think so. He appeared to be fairly healthy and just willing to let him do it, you know. Give me a Tesla and you can put anything in my brain you want. Can I start that car with my mind? That's all I care.
Yes.
Sir, it's electric. It doesn't start. Well, then no. I want another car that's gas. I'll drive the Tesla. I just want to start the car beside it and then get in my Tesla and drive. I don't think that's, you know. So did you have anything for us before?
I have several things, but I'll start out with a poll that I did at work today. And I want you to do it.
What was his name?
And we'll see. We'll see. Huh?
A poll that you did. Nothing. That stuck to the tape. You want to talk about a poll that you did at work today.
I asked about four different guys this question.
Okay.
I said, would you rather give the first 90% of a blowjob or the last 10%?
While I think about it, hold on a second.
It's too late. You can't do it fast enough. It don't matter.
Why am I gay? I don't.
I can still do it. God dang it. I forgot I don't have that one pausing. It has to go all the way through. Is it a swallower? Can I like pull right as it starts to go off? Can I like try to pull?
You can move it, dodge it, whatever. You just got to get it done.
I don't know. Like if it's me at 15, I'm going with the first 90 because that's still not that long. And
the answers I got at work today were the last 10%. Everybody wanted that.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe no. I'm. I guess just the hard worker in me wants the first 90. I'll be your first.
I just want to. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to. You know. Okay. I want to do the work and let like all of my careers and my life. I want to do all the work and let somebody get the glory, you know,
somebody get the glory.
Yeah. I did all the sex and then Amy got the glory for having the kids. Everybody's like, oh, she had the kids. You didn't even, you know, it's like, dude, I did all the work.
I made them.
She laid there, you know, granted she was passed out and we were, I gotta be careful saying that we were married, at the time and she's willing. She signed it in the prenup that we can make love anytime, you know? So, now I'm a rapist. I'm sorry. That came out really bad, but it was the truth. We've talked about it before on the show. It's just my way, especially when I was drinking. I'd go in. I mean, she usually woke up most of the time. I feel I'm girthy enough to wake her up. We did have a couple more. Did you listen to last week's show at all? Did you hear any of our applicants?
Yeah, a few of them, yes.
Yeah, we had a couple applicants. Well, we got a couple more. First one tonight is Chip. He was a former podcaster. He's a singer. All-around performer, great at understanding podcast laws and regulations, bilingual.
Oh, yeah, you got to know the laws.
Exactly. He's helped, you know, help us patent things and stuff. He is bilingual. I can't say the word. He did put in parentheses more than one language for Coach Casey. Basically, he didn't think I knew what that meant. I did. He's witty, likable. His ultimate goal is to replace Coach Casey as the main host and see if that guy from last week that had the CNN idea, Steve, wanted to do a show together with him. So,
okay.
I mean, we'll try him maybe. I mean, we're going to have all of them come in for a show, but if they're all so far, all of their goal is, you know, what everybody's goal is getting
out
there.
Sounds like everybody wants to get rid of you.
Well, a lot of people
do a show with me.
Well, a lot of them aren't even saying that. I think only one person last week wanted to do a show with you. Basically, the ultimate thing is these are supposed to be people replacing when you guys are gone. Like when Skin Man's not here, I would
have. Missing it. Yeah, you're going to stay. It's just going to not be
I don't think they fully understood that, but maybe, maybe the second guy, he has a better understanding of it. Second applicant. His name's Andy. His skills are he was an ex-co-host of the Monday Morning Papers. He's a welder, long conversations. He blows killer vape clouds. He's great at liking and sharing stuff on Facebook.
That's important.
He loves the movie Willow. Just thought we should know that, which is actually kind of what brought up what I said earlier. His goal, change the name of the podcast to Middle of the Road Truckin' and do a podcast on the road while driving state to state bitching about stupid people on the highway and other trucker hijinks. He did not say kick me off this time. So I don't know if I get to join him. If I stay here and he's on the road, I'm not sure. But so far, he might be leading candidate because he's the only one that hasn't actually said, get rid of me.
Yeah.
Andy, so far, you're winning, bud. So send me some more about yourself. So what else you got before I do messing with promoters? Because you said you weren't staying very long tonight.
Yeah. So I have a story about my buddy Jeff.
Okay.
He works at this parts store in Nebraska.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what it is. I think it's like, it doesn't really matter what they are. But anyways, they have this former employee that keeps coming into the store and like just walking in and just walking straight in the back and gathering his own parts and shit and checking himself out.
Seriously?
Well, he did it. The first day he did it, there was a new guy back there that didn't know him. And he was like, what the fuck is this dude doing? Guy comes in looking like he's fucking homeless.
Well, heck, you don't know if it's
on
like
the verge.
You don't know if it's the owner's son or if you're new. You don't know if maybe this is he might work at another store. Maybe he just stayed the night in
maybe
his truck.
So. And like was he works at the East store or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy looks like he's on the verge of a Benoit or something like okay. that. Walks in there, checks, gathers his own parts, gets on the computer, fucking makes a ticket for it, pays for it, and walks out. So he tells my buddy Jeff, he's like, hey, dude, this fucking guy just come in here, got all of his own parts, pulled his parts, paid it, and walked out. And he was like, what the fuck? What do he look like? He describes what he looks like, and he goes, oh, I know who that is. He's a former guy that works there. Well, he come back in the next week, did the same fucking thing.
Well, maybe, is he a shareholder in the company or something? Is he
a
part owner and they didn't know it? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So after he did that, they threw him out. I don't think he's allowed back in the store anymore after that.
Oh, well, that's crazy. I don't know if – I haven't heard a lot. I mean, maybe he helped build that store and, like, just, you know, like, he feels like they owe him it or he was wronged or – I mean, it's hard to say. It's hard to say.
Who
but that's crazy.
That is fucking weird.
I've never – yeah, because, like, where I work now, if somebody that used to work there went in and go get their own parts, I'd like to say I'd chokeslam them. In the new world, you can't really – but they would be escorted out promptly or they would be, you know, walked out, you know. Like tomorrow, we're going to have the cop dogs in our building. We donated money for a new dog after one got taken out in the line of duty, and we donated a vest to it and all kinds of stuff at my company I work for. So they're coming over. I mean, there's a good chance they're in our building, and I'll just be like, hey, this guy's back there just, like, taking his own parts. Could you take him to jail? They're like,
yeah,
you don't want him back there, and he's back there, and he's taking his own parts. Like, yeah, like he doesn't work here, and he's back there getting parts. And,
yeah, get him out of here.
But I mean, it did sound like he paid or was willing to pay. So that is a strike. That's just, you know, like, hey, you're.
I mean, yeah, you just can't.
It'd be like
that.
But like me, like sometimes you're at like Foot Locker, and you're like, dude, I am tired of waiting. Listen, there's an 8.5 up here. I can't fit it. But I'll guarantee they got an 11.5 in the back, ladies. I'm a size 11.5. Yes, I know I don't look like it. But so sometimes I just go back there myself and I'm like, and the guy's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, they're all busy out there. And I'm pretty sure I know the system already. I'm just going to start grabbing 11.5 until I find that one. And I'll get like 60 or 70, 80, 100 boxes down because they all look the same. And I didn't realize like,
bring them out.
Well, it's like a certain number that means something. And I'm, you know, I'm looking for, you know, Air Force Ones, you know, yeah, it says it somewhere, but. Usually I don't find them, and then eventually I go sit back down, and then the guy's like, man, I couldn't find your shoes. Some crazy dude went back in the back and was trying to get his own shit and just left a disaster everywhere. So.
Yep.
All right. I do have a new
joke. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. So a black guy walks into a tanning salon.
Never mind. No, I don't want to hear it. Yes, I want to hear it.
Yep, you do. Isn't that kind of weird?
Oh, like that was the joke. Okay.
You just made.
I'm not done with the joke.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Black guy walks into the tanning salon. Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to steal a whole tanning bed and walk out the door?
Oh, that's super racy.
Yeah.
That's super racy. That was your joke?
Yeah.
Did you make that one up or did you read that one on Breitbart or on True Social?
I made it up.
Yeah, okay. It is pretty good. But I don't condone it. I like your effort. It is
stealing a whole tanning booth.
Yeah, like if you were Matt Rife and you told that, like it would have nailed it. And like girls be like, oh, I want to bang you, Matt. Oh, you nailed it. And like black guys be like, woo, 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 funny dude, man, or whatever.
They'd be doing that. Oh, Arsenio thing.
Woo, 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 woo. You know, like they bring our. He's like the only. He's cooler than Arsenio is what I'm trying to say. So I did have a new idea. Did you ever see the movie Running Man?
With
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Great movie. So
you know that's a Stephen King book?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, now I don't like it. He's a very known liberal, and that's pretty cool. I did not know that. Is it? That's crazy. Was it a horror book though?
I think it's like Shawshank, Running Man. A lot of those are like his like short stories.
Okay, I didn't know if like they evolved it and changed it and didn't make it quite as dark. Because really, Running Man is super dark when you think about it. They just try to tell it in like an upbeat way.
I really think they should do that right now today with fucking these protesters that are fucking taking off of these college campuses.
Yeah, and also these freaking stupid crazy ones that are, you know, walking around like freaking breaking into like capitals and killing people. I mean, that'd be cool if they did that to them too.
Nobody got killed there, so go ahead and stop with that.
Running Man for Youth is what I was calling mine. It wasn't going to be as aggressive. Nobody was hopefully going to die in this. It was just like a scared straight tactic. It was, you know, you take
like for troubled youth.
Yeah. For troubled youth is what I wrote. You know, you freaking get, you know, and I figured we'd come up with some ideas to make it less, you know, because even in original Running Man, there was winners. They told the story of what's his name until he found his dog tags and his, he won and he's on a beach in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. It's kind of like the movie, The Island. They're like, we're going to the island, but no, really, we're getting ready to take all your organs and shit, you know.
But I think that we could make it less, you know, like, you know, we could use like hardcore beanbag guns. You'd have
it's kind of like our Top Golf thing that we have.
Yeah, Gladiator Golf, you know. That's why I said this is kind of a spinoff of it. This is more activities. This is like the Gladiator Golf didn't work for your youth. All right, it's time to step up your troubled youth, and we're going to take them to, you know, we're going to take him to running man. We'll call it Running Boy or Running Children. Nah, that sounds bad. Running Man for Troubled Youth.
Running Youth.
Okay. All right. And it'll be different stuff. We'll have similar people, but so I want to come up with some ideas. That'd be another way to win the tickets. Send us in some good ideas on what would be great for that, you know, cause they had all kinds of I like the hockey thing, and we could do that with, you know, with less aggressive,
kind of like American Gladiators for kids, but a little more scary.
They're gonna shoot them out of the pod and stuff. I mean, they're gonna drop you somewhere you don't know where you're at. You're gonna have dudes chasing you around and possibly dragging, and you might have a helmet, and we're gonna give you some protective gear, but you're getting effed up, or you're gonna win it. And then you, like, say you just stole a police cruiser. And, you know, this is like your diversion. You get a chance for a diversion. Either you get your full full sentence, or if you win Running Youth. I still like Running Man for Troubled Youth. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, that works too.
But, you know, win
it's
that.
It's like Ninja Warrior is still Ninja Warrior. It's just like Ninja Warrior teenagers
kids,
or whatever they call
teen,
it.
Yeah, okay. Not a good place to meet kids, I find out. All right. Are you ready for messing with promoters, or are we going to do three things, or the reason I'm wearing all this Michigan gear is not because college football is right around the corner, but do you know what is right around the corner?
I don't know. Spring football?
NCAA College Football 25. Oh, yes. EA Sports is coming back!
So, if I got an Xbox, could we play together?
If you get the brand new Xbox, like an XS or whatever the hell they're called. You can't get a one or whatever. You got to get the brand newest one, because they're only going to put it out. And that's the caveat, is on PS5 and the whatever the newest one is. And I didn't even know there was. And I think there's three since the one or whatever.
I just want to get a PS5 because you got to play for the fucking network. Isn't it free on Xbox?
I don't think so anymore, but I don't know.
Okay.
To do the shared one, I think you have to do it either way, to play online or to get like the full online access. And I don't know if on that one, I know a lot of games like Apex Legends and Fortnite and a bunch of them, you can cross platform. And I think even Madden now you might be able to, so I would assume probably, but So yeah. I'm geeked. The last one they did was 2014. They have a shit ton of players signed up. I think.
So when's it coming out?
Well, that's the thing. I think it's
summer.
Yeah, July. They did a countdown the other day, but I think the countdown was to reveal the three covers, and the one that ended
I heard Shador wasn't on it, and Dion's all pissed off.
Yeah, because Hunter made it, his other dude that's his favorite guy, then the quarterback Ewers, and then right in the middle of it is my boy Donovan Edwards, running back for Michigan.
Okay.
And kind of surprised, because he didn't really have a huge season last year, but they won the national title. He's the guy coming back.
But he was, like, badass in that game, though.
Yeah, and the year before, he was even badder ass. Once Corum went down, he was a stud, so.
Where'd he go?
Who, Corum?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. I just knew. Now I don't.
Seattle?
No, I don't think so. Now I'm mad. If you're listening, tell me, hey, Stevie V, I know you don't know who it is, but search Blake Corum and tell us where he's at.
Where's he be playing at?
Where he be playing? I was hoping the Cowboys would draft him, and he went like a couple picks before one of the times. And
that would have been sick.
What's that?
That would have been sick.
Yeah. Yeah, if they had him, I'd have killed it. You're not watching Facebook, and neither I'm used to you doing it. Stevie's commenting on here. He's talking about super bad. He got that before we did. I'm surprised that's not a thing yet. San Rams. Diego is where he went, and that makes sense because his old coach, the old ball coach, got him. Oh no,
it says Rams.
Oh, then he went to L.A., not San Diego.
Yeah, Rams.
And maybe she's just talking about a Wells vagina. I don't know if that was right now or not.
Well, they're in Los Angeles too.
And she said, "No, sorry, Rams." I think she just got him confused because all these teams. I think there's like 13 teams in L.A. now, and it threw her off.
So we want to do the game, and then maybe you can do messing with your people when I hop off here in a few.
No, you need to sit around for at least the first one, because the first messing with promoters is great.
Okay, let's do it.
But let's do the game real quick. And this is just a game we're going to try, and this is what we call
bait. So you want to do yours, and then I'll do mine, or we'll go back and forth?
Yeah, we can do one back and forth. I don't care. We're going to call this the beta version. Hopefully, as we get to the next level, we'll do a master beta, and then we'll go into full, like, once we get some guests on, especially if we have two guests, or we have Skin Man versus a guest is what I thought would be great. We have, like, Stevie.
I got five. How many you got?
I've only got three because I gave one of mine to you, and really just because it was three things, I picked three people. So if you want to pick three of yours out of there, it'll be fine with me.
Okay.
All
right.
So, again, right now I would call all of mine in the medium, easy to medium phase, probably even easy. All three of mine will actually be easy. So my first one is for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, go.
Band, hung, sex tape.
Hung, sex tape. Tommy Lee.
There you go. See?
Okay. All right. So, 1 point for me.
Yep.
Long hair. Jew. King of all media.
Long hair, Jew. King of all media. Is that Soros? I don't know who's long hair. Who's long hair? I don't know. Who's king of all?
You seriously don't know?
I don't.
Howard Stern.
Oh, okay. Sorry. God dang it. That's bad. That is real bad. Yeah. And I just read a Howard Stern versus Seinfeld thing today, too.
But yeah.
You're a huge listener of his. I'm a part-time, so I don't...
He's going so far the other way. He's fucking like hates everybody now.
Even if you would have said, like, speaker... I mean, you could have done something that would have made that easier.
Yeah, but he's the king of all media. That's, like, his thing.
That I know, but for you... To me, again, like, if you would have said private parts... I would have put yours in the medium category. So if I'd have got that, I would have fought for 2 points on that one.
Here's what I think is even lower level than that. But since you missed that one, we'll back it up. Crazy.
Nancy Poor. Oh, okay.
Casey loves her.
Britney Spears.
Yeah. There you go.
After Crazy, I was just going to go Nancy Pelosi because I figured you would work that one in.
Nope, I didn't do any political. Okay, maybe one.
So here's since you did a show-related one, I have a show-related one. Best laugh, eats everything, family reunions.
Skin Man.
Another easy one. That's 2 points for you. 2-1.
Okay. Let's see here.
And I do have a fourth. I'll give my example, but you don't get the points for it. I should have gave the example to begin with.
That's fine. 30, homeless and gay, best shooter of all time.
Oh, God, what is his name? Is it the dude that played for the Mavs? Homeless?
30. He's not homeless and gay. There's lots of homeless and gay people there.
Oh,
that's just giving it away.
Okay, okay. Now I'm with you. You were giving me. Okay, now I'm with you. Steph Curry. Sorry.
Yeah.
Those were that. That does again. I would still. Those are your easy ones. I think my easy ones are a little easier. So here's my next one. And again, I'll say this one. We'll do it. Hey, hey, hey. No shirt. That's what I like about freshmen. Hey, hey, hey. And then here, watch me.
Slater?
Watch me again. That's what I like about freshmen. The older they get, or I get older, they stay the same.
It's not hey, hey, hey. It's all right, all right.
But he does a hey, hey. Okay, well, then that, all right, all right, all right. That would be better.
Yeah. That was the first time he ever said it. And that was ad-libbed. He made that up.
And it freaking is known for it. And I didn't even get it right. But that mine's Matthew McConaughey. What's your next one? So again, this is beta phase. Once we get to master beta, we better be a lot better at it.
Well, so the other two I have are pretty fucking hard.
All right, well, I'll give it a shot because I need to make up a point.
All right. Okay, used to have nice hair. Dancer, bald.
Used to have nice hair. Dancer, bald. God dang, that is... I have no clue.
John Travolta.
Okay. Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, that makes sense.
That would be like a pretty hard one.
Yeah, because like if you would have said Saturday night, see, that's where I was trying to figure out like how do you go. If you'd have said Welcome Back or Mr. Cotter or something like that, would have been too obvious. Yeah, no, I know. The example I gave you was my favorite one. It's the only reason I came up with the show. It's a 24-inch vitamins and brother. And
that's pretty good.
That was one for the show. And that's kind of what I wanted it to follow was like maybe three things they're most known for would maybe be a better, you know, way to do it. But we'll perfect it. It'll get better.
I got the last one for you. I think you'll get this one. All right. Okay. Tall. Okay.
Okay.
First lady. Huge cock.
Oh, God, I can't think of Trump's ex-wife's name or his future ex-wife, Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
She's the most beautiful woman in the world. All right. So messing with promoters has become my new favorite thing. It's actually, I don't even text people back anymore, and I've been blowing TJ off. I've blown Stevie V off. I've blown regular Steve off. I've blown, you know, credit card companies and bills and everything, and all I do is text back promoters. I'm trying to find... my niche.
I've turned my notification off for Messenger, so I don't have to see him anymore.
Man,
I can hear your stories.
Have you looked at any of them lately?
I did a few days ago, but I turned, like I said, turned my notifications off so I can't see.
So last week we left off with Ruben, and I'll do the quick recap. Hello, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing great. How are you? He said, I'm great. It's obvious you're a podcaster. I said, no, actually, I just created this page to pick up chicks, talk with people on Messenger. I don't have many friends, and I find it's a great way to meet people. Obviously, you're a Ruben, right? Because his name's Ruben. That's great. He said, that's great. What do you do? And then that's where he left off. So we're picking it up now. I said, I've been selling snake oil for the last 6 years or so. Before that, I spent about 12 years in Mexico digging fool's gold until they realized fool's gold had no value and they shut down the mine. What do you do? He said, actually, I'm a graphic designer. I could definitely design you a banner for your business. I said, heck yeah. Snake oil used to be popular, but lately the stuff's hard to sell. He said, really? You can actually design a banner that talks more about your busy, and he meant business, and that post, and then post them online. What do you think? I said, thinking hurts ever since that flashbang went off in the foxhole because Jones had a weak arm and he couldn't even get it out of the hole. He said, so are you ready to get well, design banner, and talk more about your business? And I said, yes, eventually, but today we celebrate. He said, that's great. I would like to know any reference design and any banner or I would deliver a banner before payment. And I said, did I ever tell you the story about the flashbang going off in the foxhole because Jones had a weak noodle arm and he couldn't even get it out of the bunker? Remind me to tell you sometime. He said, no, let's talk crafting and banner first. How much can you afford for one? And I didn't, this goes over a couple days. Next day, he said, hello, are you there? I said, yeah, sorry, money's a little tight right now. I've been getting treatment for this flashbang injury I suffered when Jones' weak arm couldn't even clear the foxhole and the flashbang went off. Have you ever heard, or have I ever told you that story? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Hope you get better. Do you think you could afford 50, maybe 30 for one? I said, for what again? He said, for one or two business banner. I said, I'm sorry, I forget stuff time to time. Once I had a flashbang go off in the foxhole because Jones had a weak arm and couldn't even throw it all the way out. Have we ever talked about that? Oh, tell me what you think about the banner. I said, Bruce Banner is one of my favorite back in the day. Have you ever thought about calling your business Bruce Banners? He said, can you send me his banner so I can use that as a reference for your design? How much can you afford for one? I sent her a picture of Bruce Banner in his doctor's outfit with a tennis ball beside it. And it's a claymation thing. I don't know where it came from. He said, okay, how much can you afford for one? I said, let me talk to my financial advisor. I was once in a foxhole with this guy Jones, and he tried throwing a flashbang out of the bunker. And, well, Jones had a weak-ass arm, and the flashbang came back and went off on us. I'm a little fuzzy since then. Remind me to tell you about it sometime. So I have an advisor for stuff like this to help me make the right decisions. Hell, once I spent my entire life savings promoting a podcast I wasn't even on. And he's seen it and hasn't responded. So we got, if I'm counting, I got 5 flashbang stories. I was just responding with flashbang stories. So that one was one of my favorite ones. I've enjoyed living that one all week. Jackson, I've had a bunch of them that have been fun. Let me do one more for you, and then you can get off here, and I'll do a couple more and call it a show. But Alexander, you actually responded to Alexander Scott on here, and we'd been talking with him. And
no, I did. What did I say?
We left off with him asking if he could ask me a few questions. And I said, ask away, Alexander. And he said, okay, thanks for your feedback. How long have you been doing your business? And you said, how does a PosiTrack rear end work on a Plymouth? And I responded,
what an idiot.
And I jumped right back in, and I said, I have been running my business since Boys to Men broke up. And he said, that's a very long time now. How has your result been so far? Third one, I can actually promote your podcast to a wider audience with a lot of listeners and just a little amount of budget. I said, well, that's perfect since I have a little amount of budget, since my Road Rage car punching accessory or punching bags haven't taken off yet. My podcast is just a little side gig to kill time. My passion is Road Rage accessories and solutions. What can you do for, say, $6 US for promotional gear or for my promotional gear? And he said, or for promotion for my gear, how many episodes does your podcast have? Cause I'm ready to help you if you're ready to talk work with me. And then he said, hello. And I don't respond. And then finally I said, oh, I have over 125 episodes, but only a handful dedicated to Road Rage accessories. Back to my budget. What does $6 US get me? Can we split that up into a couple different promotional blasts? Really get the word out about Road Rage accessories. And he said, hey, can we sum it up to $50 to start it for episode promotion? And then again, I wait because I'm like, you know what? You got to keep him on the hook. And he said, hello, are you there? I said, well, do you want to buy any of my Road Rage accessories? Then maybe I could buy some of your services. That sounds pretty good. Win-win for both of us. Alex finally gets it, or Alexander, because he said, laugh out loud, bye. So it took that many to get him off of there. But there was quite a few of them.
Do you think maybe these are all the same person?
I don't think so, but I think it's like I think it's 14 people filling in to be 700 of them, which like one of them's Millie. Millie said, hello, sir, how are you? I hope you are well.
Millie Bobby Brown?
Exactly. I hope you are. I'm a professional podcast promoter, YouTube marketing, Apple Podcast, and Spotify podcast promoter. I will increase your podcast downloads, ratings, plays, blah, blah. If you're interested, send me your link. I said, Millie, life's going good these days. Thanks for asking. I actually only do this podcast as a front for my real business of training flies to annoy people on command. You hire me after a breakup or getting fired from your job or just because you don't like somebody. Once hired, my team of highly trained flies will move into your desired subject or subjects for an extra fee and proceed to annoy, pester, and just ruin their day. Business has been very good lately, and I just needed something to unwind. That's really the only reason I do this stupid podcast. And that was actually on our page.
Dude, you've got that down.
Yeah, I'm really starting to get it. I think it's just my line of bullshittery. And there's just, you know, there's a lot of them. Jackson and me have had fun, but by the end of his, he got a little annoyed with me because he was doing like the 7 messages without a response. So I did like 7 in a row to him. I did say, hey, you catch more flies with honey than 8 messages back to back. And then I said, hey, what's up, dude? Hey, how are you? And he said, how are you? And I just said, this is the one my wife liked the best. I said, I just found out the love of my life is married to another man. I'm really struggling with it, but my wife is really helping me cope with it. She's a very understanding woman.
Yeah, so that's great.
Messing with promoters. I think that's my new break. I think eventually that's, you know, I'll just get on here and, you know, we'll do 30 minutes of whatever the hell we're going to talk about. No, I don't. It won't be that. It'll be 5 or 10.
I wish some of this shit was real, but even if they were legit, you wouldn't trust any of those fuckers to give them any money.
No, and one of them wanted to do it, you know, like some free stuff for me and, you know, like willing to do some promotion, which they'll just do the same thing. They'll get all their bots to like your stuff for a week or two. And like MD, he, hello, what's up? I said, man, do I have an offer for you? And he said, okay, please tell me. I said, are you looking for podcast promotion? And he didn't respond. And I said, MD, I've tried to reach you many times about my promotion services and have failed to reach you. Please contact my office to schedule a meeting. So, you know, I'm getting them. I'm getting them. And then, hello, Sarah said, hello, do you do Apple podcast promotion? I said, Sarah, what's up, girl? Do you do Apple picking? And, you know, so it's just a mix. It's a mix. Angel and me, she went back and forth for about 15 of them with me. And I basically asked her if we could, oh, this one is pretty good. This is the one I'll leave you on, okay?
Okay.
She said, hello. I said, sup, dog? What's cracker lack? And she said, please give me your podcast link. And I think this is the one that you posted an episode of Joe Rogan with Mike Baker on it.
And oh,
She said, I saw your podcast link, and if you want to give me to give you 10K play and 500 followers. And then she said, if you want, I can give you 2K down, 2K YouTube subscriber. And I said, tell me a deep, dark secret, and I'll think about it. Also, would you like to be a guest on my podcast? You can sell your magic tricks to people. I'm a professional podcast promoter. I have a worldwide big team. 10K Spotify play, 500 follower, price 200. I said, that's not really a secret, Angel. Please tell me something nobody else knows. She said, I do not have any secrets. And I said, also not sure if my Zoom can handle more than 6 people on it at once. So it would be hard to get your worldwide team on there. She said, do you want or need YouTube subscriber views or watch time? I said, we could have 6 on at a time for 3 to 5 minutes and see how many people we could get on one podcast. Maybe we could break a record together. Wouldn't that be something, Angel, me and you breaking records together? She said, I only give you play and followers. I will not attend your Zoom. She said Zoom, but she meant Zoom. Do you need 2K YouTube subscribers? I said, how will we break records? How will we make magic? I want to make magic with you. She said, okay, I will help you. And I hearted it. And I said, now you're talking, Angel. This could be the start of something special. And she said, do you need my services? And I said, if you pass my tests. So now I got to come up with some tests for her in between next show. Yeah. You know, it'll be things. I'll have a question for you. We might even just do, I'll do like the game where I, you know, I'll do 24-inch brother and vitamins and see if she get equals. And if she gets it, then maybe we are spending some money with her. So,
or like, be like, I want you to find me three rocks that look like a certain thing. Find me a rock that looks like Bob Ross.
Okay. Yeah. See, now you're thinking. All right. Yeah. Well, TJ's going to get off, I guess, right? You're leaving.
I'm 2 hours of paperwork to do.
Okay, I'm gonna do a little bit of promotion, and then I'm gonna kick out on a new Gus Glasser song. Go out and check him out. Favorite. You can go check him out too. Download his new song. Listen to it while you're doing some paperwork, brother.
All right, sounds good.
All right,
talk to you later.
Later, homie.
Bye. See ya.
All right, that was TJ. We're gonna end the show here. I do want to say, go out and, you know, go follow us. Go listen to For Music Lovers Only. Go check out the Three Wheel Bicycle podcast. I was just on there last week. Their newest episode, I believe, is out now. I'm horrible. I haven't got a chance. This has been a crazy week, and I just did it late last week, but I do believe it's out because I've seen clips of it. So it is out, and I have it set to auto-download, so I have got my download, which you should do to all your podcasts you love so we get your downloads. Go check out Art Assault Podcast. He's got a lot of episodes. He's going to be doing a episode live this Sunday in the studio. He's got a guest lined up. I don't know who it is, so I can't tell you who that is. And then go out and download some Gus Glasser, man. This dude is a R&B soul funk singer with one of the baddest ass voices coming out of a little, I say little, he's a shorter guy, but a little afro, big ol' afro, white guy, Jew, actually. But he sounds, you would never guess it. He has this huge voice. He has all these different tones, and he goes out and makes fun of himself. He does on the street videos. Go check out his Instagram, Gus Glasser, Snapchat, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok. He's everywhere, man. He's got a new song out, and I'm going to go out on his new song. This new song is called, I'm too far in, it's called All I Can Do Is My Best. And that's the same here. That's all we do on this podcast is our best. You got 46 minutes and 8 seconds of it. I'm going to leave you with some Gus Glasser.
Don't tell me what I should do. All I can do.
Gus Glasser, All I Can Do Is My Best. Go out and check him out. Go download some Middle of the Road podcast. You know, pretend you like it. A lot of people do. You won't be the first. You won't even offend us for pretending you do. No. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us, those that did. Thanks for downloading, those that do. I know we suck. Who cares? We do it for fun. Thanks for having fun with us. Peace, y'all.